You mentioned Speedy Keenan. You mentioned Something in the Air. I know you produced it, but didn't you also play bass on that?
Yeah.
Tell me about a bit about that session.
I played bass on all of their stuff. Until they went out on the road and then they got a bass player.
It's a beautiful production.
Yeah, it's about the. What was great about that was not just the fact that I produced it, but that I helped Speedy find the song. You know, and the other day, I also, if you're out there, Speedy, I found about $150,000 that belonged to him of misdirected money. And I think he's living on a houseboat on the Thames somewhere, so he can put the flags out. Because that song's getting a lot of play in America. I think it's on some kind of new collection album. It's getting a lot of play in the States. And sorry, not a lot of play. It's selling a lot of units somewhere. Yes. I don't know. I'm the publisher of it. I helped him find it, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting with him and I said, have you got any ideas today? And he said, no. No. So I said, you must have something. He went, no, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I said, what, not even a chord? And he went, no, not even a chord. So he said, I said, so you've got the guitar over there. You mean you couldn't pick it up and just play a chord? And he went, yeah, I could play a chord. And he played a chord. And I said, oh, it's an open tuning. He tuned his guitar to E. And he said, yeah. And he said, and if I play E, it goes, jing, 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 jing. And he started to play, and I said, that sounds like a bit of a song. And he said, yeah, I've got a couple of chords, but they're nothing. And on it went. And 2 hours later, I extracted this song from him. It was a completely fully formed song with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And he was so loath to let it out. And we finished, I got it down on a demo,
You did a demo of it then?
Yeah, I did the demo of it with him. Yeah.